Hello. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sarah Fender, and I am in the Cloud and AI Security Group at Microsoft, and I'll be presenting today's session on Unlocking Security Insights with Microsoft Graph. First, I want to thank you very much for joining the session today. There's a ton of great content and labs and other activities here at Build this week, and so I really appreciate you investing your time in this topic today. So how are we going to use or spend the next 45 minutes? First, I'm going to take some time introducing you to the new security API for Microsoft Graph, which we launched a few weeks ago, and talk to you about how you can leverage that to integrate security insights from Microsoft and ecosystem partners. We'll take a look at some code and a sample application. I'll drill down a bit more into what's available today and what's on the short-term roadmap, so what you can expect to see coming online soon. We'll talk about next steps and resources, and then finally, I'll leave some time at the end of our session for questions and answers. So let's get started. Today, a typical enterprise relies on literally dozens of different security solutions. Now, this often includes a mix of threat protection technologies, which are used to alert or block potentially malicious activity that's happening on endpoints or related to identities or applications. Could include threat intelligence dashboards that are used to hunt or investigate threats. Ticketing and security management or incident response systems that are used to track status assignments. And likely a host of many, many others. So each offers unique insights that can be used to prevent, detect, and respond to threats. But unfortunately, alerts from these different systems are often disconnected, or in the very best case, there's a single integration point, which is typically the Customer Security Information and Event Management System, or their SIEM. Each solution uses a different alert schema, making correlation and combination of those alerts very challenging. And every time you onboard a new security solution, you've got to start that integration process all over again. So integrating each new system with existing tools and workflows requires a fair amount of work, which can slow down those deployments and the ability to quickly realize the value of those different security solutions. Each security solution has unique data or context that can be used to improve protection and response, but they're often isolated or kind of locked in those individual systems. And in addition, much of the context that's needed to really broadly investigate a threat lives outside of security solutions in other technologies like Active Directory or Office or Intune. So when investigating a threat, a security analyst often has to go and collect data from these different systems, some of which they don't even have direct access to, and then do manual correlation. And this can really slow down the investigation process and the time to respond to threats. And as we know, when facing an active attack, every second counts. And security analysts are just dealing with a ton of operational complexity. So responding to a threat often requires taking action across multiple security solutions. And security-related IT tasks, such as assessing security configurations for compliance or other purposes, are not easily accessible to those security analysts. So again, those often reside in IT systems, which they may not even have direct access to. So going and taking action or collecting configuration information from these various systems can be really onerous. So to address these challenges, we recently released to public preview a new security API from Microsoft Graph, which provides a unified gateway to security data across Microsoft and partner security solutions. Now, the security API provides a common language to standardize all security alerts. So you can much more easily correlate alerts across security solutions. A developer can write code once to enable any graph-supported security solution, as opposed to having to do individual integrations with each of those security technologies. They can much more easily traverse alerts and related entities like users, hosts, and apps to get additional contextual information. And they can even dive deep into other organizational context that's available from other Microsoft Graph entities, like Active Directory, Office, Intune, and others. And finally, to help increase security operations effectiveness, they can call and execute runbooks for investigation and remediation, or to automate security policy tasks or configurations, or to orchestrate these actions across multiple security solutions. So let's take a quick look at how the security API fits in with the broader Microsoft Graph. So first, unlike other graph entities, the security API federates queries to multiple security providers. And that's dependent on what security technologies you have licensed and deployed within the organization. So the security API effectively serves as a broker between all of these Microsoft and ecosystem security technologies. Anyone who's listening for related queries from the API. Now, because the graph is authenticated against the customer's domain, only people with the right permissions can access information via the security API or request to take actions against the API. Now, the security API consists of alerts, but also security profiles for things like users, host files, apps, and IP addresses, other inventory items that the security technology is likely aware of and tracking, as well as other entities like alerts and configurations that can be used for automation. Now, these can be called alongside other Microsoft Graph entities like users or groups, which enable this extended contextual information. And all of this is accessible through the same rich developer ecosystem that's offered by Microsoft Graph, so spanning 10 different SDKs and multiple code samples. Now, in the world of security, protecting sensitive data is very critical, and we know that there's some particularly sensitive information that may be accessed through the security API. And so to ensure that that sensitive data is protected, customers control who can have access via AAD. So the customer grants explicit permission for an application to access their data. As I mentioned, requests are brokered by the security API. So it's not actually collecting or storing any security data. It's, again, federating those requests out to the individual or the specific security technologies and just returning that list of aggregated alerts back. So no concerns relative to data storage. And of course, customers can revoke access to that API at any time should they need to. Now, in order to effectively secure access to their data, they also should apply, the application should leverage some user-based access control. And there are a couple of different ways to get that done. First, the application can leverage delegated access. So here the customer is going to assign a particular user to either a security reader or security admin role in AAD. Alternately, the application can implement its own role-based access controls to manage user access. This can be a bit of a complex situation, so there's a couple of resources that are available to kind of talk you through that, and the slides will be available after if you want to get easy access to those resources. So what can you do with the security API? What kinds of applications can leverage this data? Well, first and foremost, security dashboards. Either organizations that have built their own custom dashboards or managed security service providers who are building dashboards that they leverage across their customer base certainly can benefit from insights from the security API. So they can pull in that aggregated list of alerts into their dashboards. They can enrich that with the additional contextual information, both security data that's available via the security API and other organizational context, which is available through the other Microsoft Graph entities. And they can use that information to inform their approach to triaging those alerts or responding to them. Also, security operations tools. So they can take advantage of streaming alerts from these various providers in near real time to get those into a ticketing or IT management system. They can keep alert status in sync across these different solutions. And they can take advantage of actions and configurations to automate common tasks. Threat protection solutions can certainly take advantage of the API to correlate alerts and contextual information to improve their detections. So for example, a threat protection solution may have its own low fidelity alert. They've detected something that looks a bit malicious, but it's not clear if that's a true positive, a real attack, something that's really actionable to them. So they may want to correlate that low fidelity alert with other alerts that are being triggered by other systems to maybe boost the fidelity or their confidence that an attack is underway. Or they may want to leverage some additional contextual information, again, to sort of improve their ability to detect and respond to threats. And then again, they could take advantage also of that automation. They could take action to block an IP address or to reset a user's password or to run an AV scan and much more. And then we think there are lots of other interesting cases. We've had some really interesting discussions with developers since the public preview released a couple of weeks ago. We're looking to integrate security data and insights into non-security applications. Think about HR applications or financial or healthcare apps, which may benefit from some additional security context, for example. As part of our initial public preview launch, we featured some integration partners, some of folks that were working with us through the private preview and have applications that are integrated already with the security API. So one example of that is PwC, who is integrating alerts and context from Graph into its secure terrain solution. PwC is both a technology provider and they're also managed security service provider. So we talked a little bit about the value of integrating those security insights into dashboards for MSSPs. Another integration partner is Anomaly. So Anomaly is a threat intelligence vendor, and so they are integrating alerts via the security graph and enriching them, correlating and enriching them with their own threat intelligence data to inform investigation. And then finally, working with Palo Alto, who's combining their own threat data, so insights from their threat intelligence service and from firewall logs with alerts that it's pulling in from other Microsoft technologies. Palo Alto is also working with us to onboard as a provider, so not only to consume information from the graph, but also to provide their own alerts through the graph. So this we didn't spend too much talking about, but it's definitely another unique aspect of the security API in that partner solutions can be treated or onboarded alongside Microsoft security technologies as peers. And so not only can the security API return alerts from Microsoft technologies, but also other ecosystem partners who have onboarded as providers. And many of them are looking to do that to ease integration for their customers. So let's take a look at some code. Now we've talked a fair amount about alerts, but let's drill down just a little bit deeper. So querying for all alerts from providers in the graph is really as simple as a short call using our C# SDK or a REST API. Now the results of this query can be filtered. You could filter that based on severity of the alert or type of alert or the provider. And you can surface those in whatever dashboard or user experience or application you prefer, giving you the ability to then correlate or manage or enrich those alerts. Now, one of the challenges that we often hear from customers is that it's time consuming to keep security alerts in sync across all of their systems. And in fact, likely they just make those updates in one place and everything else is just out of sync, right? So someone pulls up a security threat protection solution, and they see an alert that appears to be active, but in fact, that's being worked by an analyst and tracked in the incident response system. So now it's easy to simply programmatically update that alert with a patch that writes back the alert provider to the alert provider, keeping all of the systems in sync and updated seamlessly. Now, I mentioned earlier that one of the main integration points for many organizations is with their SIEM, their Security Information and Event Management System. So most of the customers we talk with, if they've done integration, it's with that SIEM solution that they're using. And you can certainly use the security API, call that, get back a list of alerts, and integrate that with your SIEM. But there's an additional option which enables high-volume streaming of alerts to your SIEM, Leveraging the Azure Monitor service. So just to be clear, now the security API does not ingest raw logs or reason over them or expose those through the API. really the security API works exclusively at the alert level. However, the security API is part of the consolidated SIEM integration story that Azure Monitor enables. And Azure Monitor has already connectors for Splunk and Sumo Logic and QRadar and is building new integrations all of the time. So the security API customer just needs to integrate once using the Azure Monitor SIEM connector. Perhaps they've already got that in place via Azure Monitor. And it will aggregate and stream alerts from all of the graph providers via the central Azure Monitor pipeline for much, much easier integration into the SIEM. And then, of course, any new solutions that they deploy that are part of Graph, those alerts also automatically start flowing through that Azure Monitor integration point. So the next piece of the security API that we'll take a look at is security profiles. So security profiles represent the inventory maintained by the various security providers. As I mentioned earlier, this can be hosts or users or files, apps, IP addresses. For example, Windows Defender ATP can provide host security profiles because they have particular insight into devices. Azure Active Directory can provide user security profiles. Cloud App Security can provide app security profiles and so on. So this gives the customers and developers the ability to correlate alerts with that underlying inventory associated with the event. So for example, this simple query asks all of my security providers what they know about a particular user. So tell me everything about my security providers or from all of my security providers about a certain account. So the security API will federate that request out to all of the providers and return back an aggregated list of information, everything that's known by those security providers about this particular user. So this information could be used to determine if the account was compromised or potentially the extent of compromise. So you can also query security providers to get context that security providers have about that inventory item. So for example, you can query security providers for maybe a risk score associated with a particular user. That's part of the security profile. Security profiles can also be used to address compliance questions. For example, a simple query of all hosts can request the current platform and OS version and return that the patch state on all of your machines. Next, let's take a look at some of our automation capabilities. First, we'll look at actions. So the value of simple integration and enrichment of alerts, I think, is pretty clear. But there's an incredible added value that can be achieved in responding quickly to threats via automation. So there are two security automation capabilities that make this possible. Again, we'll talk about actions first. So actions are performed by providers against the security profiles they have identified. So I'll pause there just so actions are taken against security profiles. So this gives customers the ability to programmatically and directly invoke a specific action on the assets in their environment. So one example of that might be a server ID that's managed by Cloud App Security. Now, because that solution has the ability to restrict access on any services running on that server, it can expose that capability via the security API, allowing customers to programmatically restrict access on that host using a simple REST call. Similar actions can be taken, for example, to revoke access to a file for users using Azure Information Protection, or to reset a passcode on a device via Intune, or to request a full scan using Windows Defender ATP, and much, much more. So the actions are defined by the provider based on what makes most sense for their particular security technologies. So the last security API that we're going to talk about is configurations. Similar to actions, configurations can be invoked through the API to take action on security products. But there's one important difference. Configurations, unlike actions, don't apply to a specific inventory item. Configuration is a universal way to enforce or set security policies for the security product. So for example, Intune may expose the capabilities to enforce new iOS device policies to the graph so users can programmatically manage their iOS devices. So in this case, we see a simple post, which allows you to push a specific policy with all of its defined parameters down to all managed devices through Intune. Similarly, the API can be used to enable automatic provisioning of new monitoring agents on all managed Azure Security Center tenants, to configure user risk remediation policies via Azure Active Directory, and much more. So let's pop over and take a look at the sample application. Okay, so here we have a simple sample application. We published this code so you can download and use this to kind of get started with your own application integration. Again, this is an API. It's not a user experience. This is just an example of code that you can integrate or use to integrate into your own applications. So here I'm signed in as an analyst, and so getting access to data about my particular tenant. And I can do some basic filtering. I can say, get me all of my alerts, my top five alerts across all of my providers. I can filter by the type of alert, the status, the provider, the severity. But I'm just going to get the top one alert from each of my providers. And so we can see that's returned here. So we've got a list of alerts from Azure Security Center, Defender, ATP, Intune, some from our third parties. Palo Alto Network Firewall is included here, Azure Identity Protection. And we can click on any of these to see the full JSON blob that's returned. So again, all of these results are being returned in this common schema, which is going to make correlation quite a bit easier. Now, I mentioned being able to get additional access from other Microsoft Graph entities, and that's what we're doing here. So we can find out more information about this particular user that was related to this alert. We can find out, for example, where they're physically located or who their manager is. Maybe that would be important if we needed to lay hands on that machine because it was compromised. Or information about what devices were registered to that particular user. We might want to find out what other alerts are related to this particular user. And so we can add that filter. So we can see for this particular user that there's an Azure Active Directory identity alert and some other related alerts. So we can do some filtering there. We could also pivot by host name and do the same filtering there. Now I talked about keeping alert status in sync. And we can do that. We can change the status, maybe provide additional feedback, add comments or tags, and we can update the alert providers who have knowledge of this alert. So we can click update to make that change, and we can see that took place over here. We can also subscribe and listen to alert notifications using the sample application. So the question was, what if it was a zero-day alert that hadn't been detected by any of the security providers? And the security API itself is not doing any additional analytics. It's not doing detections. It is providing easy access to integrate security insights from Microsoft and partner security technologies. So if that particular attack had not been detected by any of those integrated providers, no additional details would be exposed via the graph. Now, the only case where you might be able to leverage the graph there is if you suspected through some other mechanism that a particular host or a user may have been compromised, you could use the security API to query to find out more information about that user in general. So you could find out what the security profiles were for that user, or just as we were querying graph just a minute ago to find out what organization they belong to or what physical location they're in, you could make those kinds of get access to that kind of information via the Microsoft Graph as well. But it's not going to alert you to activity that hasn't been detected by one of the integrated security technologies.
Right, I understand that. So is there, under the security, it's not going to come up, but is there like a device health API that you guys have under Graph?
So I'm less familiar with the full set of graph entities and what's accessible there. Intune does have an API that's exposed through the Microsoft Graph, so there may be some additional details you can get there. So I'd recommend maybe stopping by the Microsoft Graph booth and asking those folks for a bit more detail. Sorry, just getting our slides back up. Can you ask the question again?
Yeah, does the API handle suggestions like intrusion detection and intrusion
prevention? So certainly intrusion detection solutions could onboard as providers, and that would enable their alerts to be exposed or accessible via the security API. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what is available today and what's coming soon. So as I mentioned just a couple of weeks ago, we launched the public preview. So there is now in the beta branch a security API for Microsoft Graph. We have a client C# SDK available for integration and code samples for C# and Python. And today the API supports alerts for Azure Security Center, Azure Active Directory Identity Protection, and Intune and Azure Information Protection Services will be integrated in the coming weeks. Also, I mentioned that unified SIEM integration, which is available through Azure Monitor, and today that supports integration with QRadar, Sumo Logic, and Splunk. They're working with others, so I would expect this list to continue. You can expect this list to continue to grow. And we have documentation and developer forums available. There's a Microsoft tech community and tags available on Stack Overflow. We are working very, very hard towards general availability this fall. And as part of that, we will onboard additional Microsoft security products as well as ecosystem partners. So the intent is to provide access to the full set of Microsoft security technologies. And so we're working with each of those services now to onboard them as providers to the graph. Also with ecosystem partners, Palo Alto's and a long list of others who will be onboarding as providers. We'll also enable the contextual information through the security profiles of the inventory that we talked about. We'll light up those automation scenarios with actions and configurations. We plan to publish a provider SDK, making it easy for ecosystem providers to onboard themselves. And additional client SDKs and sample code will be available through Microsoft Graph. So all of that is in the works and coming in the fall timeframe. So I wanted to point you to, in particular, another build session. There is a hands-on lab almost immediately following this session. I think you'll have enough time to sort of hike over to Tahoma 2 for that, but I think it'll be a good, really hands-on session so you can start playing around with the security API. Yes, at 3. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, not 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. That'll get started in Tahoma. Also, we do have a kiosk in the Microsoft Graph area of the expo hall, so stop by there. We'll be doing live demos, and you could talk directly with both our developers and program managers. We also publish a new Channel 9 video this week, and so you can take a look at that as well. And there are lots of resources to help you get started. There is, if you go to the aka.ms Graph Security API, an overview page with links to all of these resources, or you can get directly to documentation via the link here. There's some pretty detailed documentation specific to the SIEM integration. Again, that leverages the security API schema, but is enabled through Azure Monitor. So a unique set of steps to help you get started with that, and those are available as well. There are code samples available on GitHub and the communities, as I mentioned a moment ago. So I encourage everyone to complete your evaluation, particularly if you liked the session. But I'm going to back up here, actually, and leave you on this slide with that set of resources. And we've got a few minutes left, so I'd be happy to take some questions.
Is there a portal that's available to anybody that, like a security administrator that doesn't have access to the API or doesn't want to use the API, that from the Microsoft tenant side can see if we have third-party alerts that they can go through those alerts in a dashboard or something?
Yeah, so the one scenario that I think is supported there today is Azure Security Center can integrate alerts from some third-party security technologies, particularly those that are running in Azure. And so it does provide sort of a broader view of security alerts generated by Azure Security Center and also some integrated partners. That's the only specific example that I can think of today where alerts from partner solutions are integrated into Microsoft dashboards. I may be missing something, but that's the only one that I can think of. Yes? So Defender ATP for servers, which is available through Azure Security Center, is integrated today. And we're working with the team to complete integration of the client solution. So we'd hope to have that by this fall for general availability. Yes? In terms of the security profiles? Yeah. So one good example is users. Risk score, which is generated by not only Microsoft Security Services, but potentially third-party security technologies as well, can certainly be useful. So you see some activity. You get an alert for something that looks to be potentially suspicious, but not something that's clearly that account has been compromised and you need to take some action. So maybe you'd want to understand a little bit more about that user's risk score. So if the user if the results returned a high risk score for that user from one of the security solutions, that might be a good indication that, hey, this wasn't just some unusual activity. It was likely malicious, and you need to take some more action to drill down there. Additional information about host, kind of same thing there. So another example would be looking for information. Let's say a host is not patched. That could make it more vulnerable to an attack. So you could leverage that information. Files, the sensitivity of a file, for example, might influence how you respond to an alert related to that file, right? So those are just a couple off the top of my head. And then there's just tons of additional information in Microsoft Graph that you can leverage as well. Yes? We are working with ServiceNow. So a number of those can also leverage the SIEM integration designed for SIEM solutions, but really applicable to most of those kind of ticketing and SIEM-like solutions. So there's some work going on there, but we're also working with them directly on integrating with the security API. That's fairly high on our customers' list of integrated solutions. Yes? Yes, you can ask for the security state, the security profile for all of the users in that tenant. And it will go and get that from all of the security providers that are deployed for that tenant and return back an aggregated list of those security profiles.
Right.
Sorry, to repeat the question, and you guys feel free to step up to the microphone so we can get those captured in the recording. So I've forgotten a couple of times to repeat the question. So it was, is Microsoft investing in an experience where it will surface information about aggregated information about users and that sort of thing? So the answer is yes. Microsoft is making a ton of investments in building experiences, some of which may in fact leverage the security API to provide you with information about the security state of your users and applications and servers. So yes, lots of work is going on there. And the API is really just an additional way to tap into those insights. So yes, you will be able to increasingly do that through dashboards and Microsoft experiences. But we know that most customers don't only use Microsoft technologies within their organization. So we want to make it easy for you to connect to the other solutions, security solutions that are running inside of your environment. And again, even our own Microsoft solutions can leverage the API to more easily integrate insights across our own technology stack. Other questions? Yes. So there is, the question was, is the sample data, does the sample app include data similar to the data that we just saw in the demo? And the answer is there is demo data. I'm not sure if it matches 100% to the data set that I just used for the demo application, but there is some data there, I believe. Any other questions?
For like GDPR is a primary thing that a lot of companies are working on. One of the issues with any of the privacy requests to get access to this data, copy it from a system, or delete it from a system, that does have a security aspect to it. Who is authorized to request that information, especially whenever it's for a company and so you're a user, you may request it, but you may only have access to certain parts of that information. Would this be a good place to integrate, like a GDPR request has been made, or even the way to request a GDPR access to data?
So it's certainly possible for a variety of different compliance purposes to use the security API to find out information about the configuration of security systems, the configuration of security profiles, hosts, users, and that sort of thing. So it's certainly possible to leverage it in that way.
Okay. Would that be your expectation, though, that those kinds of privacy things would be going through this API, or that there would be probably a better place for that information?
You know, I think as it relates to aggregating that information across multiple security solutions, the security API is going to be the best approach to achieve that. So there may be some more depth today in terms of individual APIs and what you can access via those, just because the API is new and we're still sort of building it out. So you may find some more depth in individual product-specific APIs, but where you need to aggregate and sort of consolidate that across multiple security technologies, there I think the API is in fact going to be the best place to invest. As opposed to having to do each of those individual integrations with the product-specific APIs. So that's where the security API really can deliver value. If you only had one security technology deployed and you could just go right to that API, done, good, easy peasy. But the reality is, in a lot of cases, you need to get that across multiple solutions or multiple entities, hosts, users, that sort of thing. So there the API can provide value.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Yes.
So when I see this, I'm actually not thinking so much security as I'm thinking diagnostics. And I could really see this be applied in a sort of way of aggregating and visualizing diagnostics information from a broad variety of systems. Do you think that would be a good fit to the security API, or is it just a little bit too far-fetched?
So the question was, could the security API be used for diagnostics? And that's a very good question. you know, one thing that, a lot of diagnostics need is access to raw event data, and that is not something that's currently scoped for the security API. And so it's unclear whether that, you know, whether alerts and security context would deliver, you know, the value that you need from a diagnostics perspective. Now, it's true that security issues are often, you know, related to performance issues, and performance issues can be related to security issues. So it's not clear cut. So there may be a role for integrating security information into a diagnostics or troubleshooting application or system. But I'm a little bit skeptical about whether the security entities are going to provide all of the underlying data that would be needed to really build a rich or robust diagnostics system. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah.
To be able to have a sort of a ticketing system on the higher business level would actually be really nice to have, and then pass enough information to the developers to be able to actually do something.
Yeah. So again, just to restate for the audio, so the feedback was that you know, maybe not a great fit for developer debugging kind of scenarios, but maybe some more higher level experiences where surfacing information about potential issues. And again, the two things are quite closely wed together. Performance and other issues and security issues can be quite, you know, quite closely linked in many cases. So I do think that there's some opportunities to leverage the security API in, again, kind of non-security applications. But you may find that there's some other APIs you need to leverage there to kind of build out that full picture. Yes?
So I'm coming at it from the point of view of we're a SaaS company, and we have a security partner that does some static analysis, and we have a dashboard and all. If we hooked into this, into the API, would it be possible, for instance, that, you know, we want people to come to our dashboard, but if it would help by sort of telling people, let's say in Azure, when they run their Azure apps, that they've got these type of unique alerts coming out of the SHIFT platform, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the question was, is it possible to use the security API to point out to another dashboard, maybe for more investigation or information? So the main way that we're seeing partners do that is by onboarding as providers, where they can contribute alerts into the security API that get surfaced in other places. And those alerts can include a link back to additional information. So we see this even with like an alert that's generated by Azure Security Center. You know, it's got quite a bit of rich alert details that are part of the alert metadata, but there are definitely cases where you'd want to go in and look at maybe the underlying event that triggered that alert or additional information in that in the Security Center experience. And so the alert metadata does include a link back to that source provider to get additional information. So that's one kind of scenario that might support that. So we're about at time. I can probably take one more question, then we'll have to wrap.
You said that various third-party providers would be able to push alerts into this as well. Can I push my own alerts
into this? You can, yes. The question was, can a provider, third-party providers, expose their alerts via the security API? And the answer is yes. Yeah, so the question is, can you expose your own alerts via the security API? So you're saying push into, but really what you're doing is exposing them so that if a call from the API comes in, you're listening for that and giving us back whatever alerts you have. So yes, that's certainly possible. Today we're working very closely with partners to onboard as providers. As we get toward GA, we'll actually publish information about how you can stand up your own provider so that a Microsoft customer that is integrated or an application that's integrated via the graph can get access to Microsoft alerts, your alerts, anything they have deployed inside their environment that is graph enabled will all be returned back and aggregated via the security API. Okay, so we are right at time now. I wanted just to say, again, thank you for joining. I'll stick around for a few minutes to take any questions, but I also encourage you to participate in the lab if you want to learn more. So thanks, guys.